As you can see from all of the speakers that have gone before me, our caucus feels that this idea of a doomsday scenario is a bit of a contrived crisis. I would like to remind the public that our caucus put together a budget plan that was very well thought out. It would have made a balanced budget without raising taxes, and it was flatly rejected based on partisan politics. Instead, we had a Democratic majority that haphazardly threw together three bills for the budget, two of which were so-called revenue enhancements. This was done partly to give Democrats cover, who are tired of taking one for the team and didn't want to vote for tax increases this year, and it was partly done to coerce others into voting for these tax increases. And unfortunately, their plan backfired, so now they want a do-over. Even into the final hours of the legislative session, our governor was asking for more tax increases. First it was a gas tax, then it was a sales tax on gas. When that didn't work, then he just wanted a sales tax increase. That just harkens back to the 2007 special session, where policy was derived basically by scribbling ideas on the back of a napkin, making decisions in the middle of the night when the citizens did not have an opportunity to state their piece and to be involved in the process. And if we have a special session now, it will be exactly the same thing. Decisions made in the dark of the night with no concern for the citizens of this state. Again, this is a contrived crisis that would give them a second bite at the tax apple, and frankly, Marylanders deserve better. And that is why today our caucus calls for no special session and no tax increases to protect the citizens of this state and to give our state time to recover from the economic crisis that we're in. We have a few more members that would like to make some comments, and then we would like to go ahead and open it up for questions, but we want to thank you for coming out today.
There is no doomsday budget. There's a default budget. The only doomsday that looms out there is if we're called back into special session. It's a doomsday for the taxpayers of Maryland. It's a doomsday for the teachers who will see their pensions shifted back onto the counties. It's a doomsday for business in Maryland. And it would be doomsday for local government who will lose more of their local control by the regulations that will be passed in this doomsday session. So that's the only doomsday lurking out there. And please stop referring to it as a doomsday budget. It increases the budget by $700 million. It's just a default budget. It works well. Thank you.